It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, some changes will be coming to the North Peace Navigators of the NWJHL. After 17 years with the organization, General Manager Mike Fosty has announced his retirement. He caught up with him recently and asked him if he thought he would be with the Navs for this long.
No, I didn't. It's just, you know, one of those things that once you start, it just kind of grows on you. And you just keep doing it for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm. And of course, over that time with the Navs, you know, they've been a pretty successful team. You know, several league titles, I think also provincial title there as well in 2016. And you know, many many people I'm sure you've probably met along the way. What I guess are kind of some of your best memories of your kind of stint here with the Navs?
Well, you know, my time, you know, on the bench when Darcy Hogan was here, winning a provincial title with with the organization. And then representing the organization at Westerns and winning a bronze medal there. You know, those are real highlights for me. But every year is a highlight just because of the success we've had and that sort of stuff and the people around the organization and the kids, you know, themselves that play. They grow on you and they, it's just like becoming one of your kids, so. You know, there's many highlights and just too many to really, talk about.
Now, of course, this past season with the Navs, obviously a little bit different, a bit of a younger team, kind of had their struggles at the time, but I think they were kind of starting to really sort of gel a bit near the end of the regular season. And, okay, of course, that playoff series with Grand Prairie could have maybe gotten a little better, but what you kind of think about this last season you just got through here?
All kinds of factors, being not playing for 2 years. A lot of kids hadn't been on the ice. We were a really young team this year just because of, our last year we would have had a really good 20-year-old, team full of 20-year-olds and we had lost a bunch of them. So, there's all kinds of factors. So, it was tough to get through, but, I think the future is bright and, there's some kids that are coming up that we AP'd that hopefully will come back and play for us next year and help strengthen the organization. And, you got to look at the positives. We went through rough times and, like you said, we did start gelling near the end. So,
as you kind of mentioned there earlier, obviously the, kind of organization moving forward here. Of course, there's going to be some more people coming in next year. What do you kind of see as sort of the future of the organization here as it kind of sort of moves forward without you here?
Every organization, always moves forward when they lose people, and I'm hoping that we'll have the right people in place to continue, the success and. The way the organization's been run. So, I see a bright future.
And finally, as you kind of sort of go into retirement here, I guess what's going to be, sort of next for you now?
Maybe next. I don't know if I'm going to get back into, where I moved to, into the club stuff, or I do have an offer from Hockey Alberta to possibly do some work with them. So I'll weigh my options here in the next few weeks and make a decision then.
Elsewhere in the NWJHL, the playoffs are now into the second round. The matchups right now have the Sexsmith Vipers facing the Grand Prairie Kings, while the Dawes Creek Kodiaks are playing the Fort St. John Huskies in an all-BC battle. The winners will play in the NWJHL finals, which will begin next week. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings have just two games left in their regular season. Both of them will be on their home ice at the High Prairie Sports Palace. They'll play the Gibbons Pioneers on Friday night and the Edson Eagles on Saturday night. A couple of the Peace River teams of the Northern Alberta Hockey League will end their regular season this week. U-13 Colts be on the road in Fort St. John on Saturday and Grand Prairie on Sunday. And the U-18 Royals be in Edmonton on Friday and Saturday. As for the U-15 Sabres, they have some playoff action happening this week with the tournament in Whitecourt. Sabres will have games on Thursday and Friday. One team not playing playoff games is the Grand Prairie Storm of the AJHL. The end of the regular season in last place in the North Division with a record of 22-30-8 for 52 points. AJHL playoffs will begin on Friday. In the North Division, the Spruce Grove Saints have the first round bye, with the opening matchups having Fort McMurray against Sherrod Park, Bonneville playing Whitecourt, and Drayton Valley against Lloydminster. Down to the South Division, Okotoks will face Black Falls, Camrose is up against Canmore, Drumheller will play Calgary, and the Brooks Bandits have the first round bye in the South. AJHL champions will advance to the Centennial Cup, the National Junior A Championship. That'll take place in May in Estevan, Saskatchewan. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.